Three students are discussing different note-taking methods at university.
I've been thinking about changing how I take notes. In lectures, I just write down everything the professor says word for word, but later it feels overwhelming to revise. I end up with pages of notes and no idea where to start. Has anyone found a system that actually works?
I used to do the same, but I recently switched to the Cornell method. It divides the page into sections for notes, cues, and a summary at the bottom. At first, it felt like extra work, but now it really helps organize my thoughts. When I revise, I focus on the key points instead of rereading everything.
I tried that too, but didn't stick with it. What works for me is mind mapping. I like visualizing ideas and seeing how concepts connect. It's especially helpful for subjects like history or biology, where relationships between topics are important.
That sounds interesting, but how do you use mind maps for dense content like law? Wouldn't it get too messy?
True, it can. That's why I mainly use mind maps for overviews or brainstorming and then switch to outline formats for detailed sections. Also, there are apps now that make mind maps neat and easy to edit, which is way better than doing them by hand.
I've also started recording lectures and summarizing them later in my own words. It forces me to process the material instead of just copying it down. But you have to be disciplined, or you'll end up with hours of audio you never listen to.
That's a good point. I often record lectures too, but I rarely go back to them. Maybe I should focus on active note-taking during class to avoid extra work later.
It's worth experimenting. I sometimes combine methods. For technical subjects, I use linear notes, but for creative courses, I stick to mind maps. It's about finding what fits the subject and your learning style.
Exactly. And the key is consistency. Once you find a method that works, stick to it. It takes time to get comfortable, but it makes revision much easier in the long run.
Maybe I'll try the Cornell method for one class and mind maps for another to see which feels more natural. I've been so frustrated trying to memorize huge blocks of text, and this sounds like a better approach.
That's a great idea. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. The goal is to retain and apply what you learn, not just fill notebooks with pages of notes.
Definitely. And remember, it's not about writing more. It's about understanding better. Effective note-taking saves you time later when exams come around.